Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So they're getting ready for spiritual flamenco and they're all doing this, and Adriana goes to Lisa's room and Lisa is on the phone with Jody, and Lisa's like, Adriana was there for the whole thing, Jody. Okay. And all she does, all Larsa does, is she says, oh, like, she's literally a bad friend to me. And she keeps on saying, I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend. I'm a good mom. I'm a good this. I'm a good that. X, Y, Z, all these things. She just keeps going on and on. And then we do see a montage of Larsa declaring that she's a good friend, which is hilarious because Larsa is not a good friend.
Larsa's, I don't think, known for being a good friend, right? 4 weeks earlier, we see all of this stuff. So then Jody's like, well, have you ever met a better self-proclaimed friend? Why would you be a good friend to her now? She spent the last couple of months being a predator to me and you. Why are you so scared of her now?
Yeah, I need to get to the bottom of this right now. So the producer's like, okay, let's get Jody in for his first ever confessional. Okay, now Jody, want you to scroll, say your truth. If you want to open your jaw to speak, that would be great, but you can just say it through your teeth. That's fine. All right, you know what? Okay. You know what, Lisa? Okay, if you watch the Instagram videos, it's really going to distract me right now.
What? Well, I'm not looking at Instagram. What am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I like something. Okay, you got me. I'll just keep playing. You just talk.
It's like my first time. Like, I'm not a pro at this like you are, okay?
I just made a new account to follow Marcus under so I can double follow Marcus.
Hey, I'm getting a little hot. I'm going to go in the other room for some AC for a second. I'll be right back.
She almost broke us up because of her meddling in my relationship.
Okay, well, explain how Larsa got between you and Lisa and almost caused you to break up. And Jody's like, hello, Lisa. You know, she's very special, I guess is a word I'm allowed to say right now in current culture, but she has people coming at her all the time, and you know, a percentage of that comes at me too, and that's just how that is, you know. And it's really rough having people covering all the time, you know what I mean? I have to eat my food out of a straw now, so it's been like really really hard.
I mean, how much can a man take? I'm like, I don't think he's taking that much, to be honest. So Jody's like, well, okay, well, Adriana, don't worry about it too much, because if she's going to act like an asshole, then we're not going to treat her nice in response. I'm like, ooh, burn. Jody'd.
Yeah. So now people are gathering in the lobby to go to whatever. And Lars is like,
yes, we were like talking like, and I was like, Lisa, did you unfollow my ex like? And she was like, no like. And I was like, no like. And she was like, no like. And I was like, you're a grandpa.
Oh God, this is bad. So then Gertie is like, oh my God. So there were text messages. Like, did she follow up with something else, or did she just say no? Did she say no?
It's like, yeah, no. It was like, no. She just said like, no.
Oh, no, no. Tell me this didn't happen. Is that what she said? No.
She said no, I didn't unfollow like.
Yeah. Gertie's gasping like it's the most shocking thing she's ever heard.
It's a power struggle. That's what's happening right now. That's what we call a power struggle. And saying, yeah, that's a power struggle. That's what I was thinking. No, but I said it. Yeah, but I was saying I was going to say it. No, but I did it. No, but I was going to. Well, good for you. But, you know, thankfully someone with more star power said it because it needed to be said, you know. Listen, and Adriana's like, I think she will unfollow on her own terms. She just doesn't want to be told what to do, everybody.
You know, sometimes people should be told what to do, though. Okay.
So Gertie's like, no, it's not right. Okay, it ain't right, Lisa. Girl code. You met him through her. And Alexia's like, yeah, I don't really see the point that you don't have to follow any of your that you have to follow any of your friends' husbands. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't even follow Steve. And I'm like, this with Marisol. I'm like, yeah, but Steve is also not related to like one of the most iconic athletes of all time. I'm not saying that to justify Lisa, but it's like saying, like acting like Like you, like it was, I imagine for someone vapid like Lisa, it's much harder to unfollow someone like Marcus Jordan, who has ties to mega stardom, than it is for someone to unfollow Steve. Like it's not.
Yeah. Cause that's like a trophy on her wall. You know, she's like, oh my God, I know someone so rich and famous, you guys.
Yeah. It's a trophy. Yeah.
No one's following Steve. I mean, who follows Steve? Like Dick Sporting Goods probably threw him a follow, you know?
Steve doesn't follow Steve. He goes on Steve's Instagram account. It's like you have no followers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like Lisa for sure should unfollow Marcus, but I understand like it's just that it's not for someone like that, it's not as easy.
For fame whores, it's not easy. Yeah.
Yeah, think about the fame whores guys.
Yeah, think about fame whore suck ups, guys. This is like what they live for. She's not gonna just give this up. But she should. She should.
They all get into the Sprinter vans to go to Spiritual Flamenco. And they're all saying, like, Julia is, like, mad about this. She thinks that this is a way for Lisa to become closer with Larsa, which is true. And Marisol is like, well, I don't like it. And I highly encourage her to stop following him. And Alexia is like, who's Kylie? No, I highly encourage her.
Kylie? So in the other Sprinter van, Julia is like, okay, straight question. Why are you not unfollowing Marcus? Yeah. Does anyone think like when someone, does anybody like when somebody tells them what to do?
No, I don't like that. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I don't like being told what to do because I'm Gertie. I tell people what to do. Nobody tells me what to do.
So I go, no, but she was asking as your friend. No, she wasn't asking as a friend. She was asking very, very aggressively.
Does Lisa not like when someone tells her something to do, or does she not like it when a woman tells her something to do? Because Jody's always telling her things that she should be doing, and she's like, okay, I'll do that. Jody, do this. Like, she's always like happy to hear it from Jody. And I'm not even saying it like Jody's like bossing her around or being domineering, but like she's open to hearing things from like a man. And yet whenever it's like one of the other ladies, she's like, uh-uh. But I guess to be fair, to counter my own thing, she probably is suspecting the motives of everyone on this cast. And like the moment that someone on this cast asks you to do something, she's like already guarded against manipulations, whatever. Lisa's in the wrong here.
Yeah. And also I like that it was already pointed out on the show that Larsa was famously dumped by the Kardashians because she wouldn't unfollow Kanye and stayed his friend. You know, so it's like,
that's true.
Larsa's kind of a hypocrite too. And Larsa comes from this world of like fame whoring. That's the only reason she dated Marcus in the first place was to get that, get that fame. Well, so it's kind of silly.
Larsa, you know, abuse, you know, the cycle of abuse. She's like, well, this happened to me. And so now I finally get to do it to someone else, which is basically like, you know, use social media as a way to like sever a friendship. Like I was discarded because I didn't unfollow someone. And so therefore Lisa should be discarded because she's not unfollowing someone. This is the rules of being famous.
Yeah. And Julia's like, well, for me, I will never speak to him again. Oh, girl, nobody, Marcus doesn't care. You're more friends with Marcus. That's a little different than Lisa and her husband or her boyfriend being friends with Marcus and going out with him and stuff. And she's like, as someone who will say, you know, my friends, you know, including me, are not good enough to wash his dishes. And I forgot about this clip.
Yes.
Where Marcus at the reunion was saying, God, these women wouldn't even be able to do dishes at our house, let alone be trying to bring themselves into this God, that guy's such a douche.
He really is. So Lisa's like, I assure you, if I went through anyone who you all follow, I'm sure there's something about somebody, whatever. And Julia's like, but he insulted you indirectly and all of us, and you still follow him. She's like, well, you keep cutting me off, Julia. What I was going to say is,
no, I'm just talking about Lisa because you deflect. You deflect.
Guys. Let her finish because we haven't heard Lisa's point in 10 years. Okay, please, Lisa, do you have a point?
Why are you so like up Laz's ass anyway? He's like, oh my God, we can't go through this right now. But can we stop? Listen, I organized trip. It is freaking nightmare again, and everybody's yelling. You're starting the fight.
Yeah, you're inserting Julia? Yourself into a stupid ass fight.
Yeah, you're starting the fight and you're escalating the fight. And now she's like, oh, I need a break. Stop the car. I can't because everyone is fighting on my trip. Well, stop starting fights with everybody. Julia's the worst. How did Julia go from being so great to being the worst so fast? Because
last season, people were like, oh, I think Julia's going to be on the chopping block. She's not doing much. You know, she's doing opera. So she fame. If the fame poison got to her, she realized that she has to be awful to stay relevant on the show. So they get to spiritual flamenco, which is,
you so know, funny. Let me tell you before we get to spiritual flamenco. So, you know, BravoCon, there's all these Bravo stars standing around, and I really don't walk up to people like, hi, I do a podcast about that. I prefer to like kind of stand back and just watch everything and make fun of it to other people. That's how I roll. But Julia was there. And so I was like, well, Julia's in the same, you know, we were both in this like lounge or whatever. So I was like, well, I've got to say hi to Julia. I love Julia. Because back then I did. So I go up and she's with two fawning gays. And they're like, oh, my God, Julia. You know, like her assistants or whatever they were. And so I went up and I was like, hey, Julia, my name's Ronnie. And I do this podcast called Watch What Crappens. And I just have to say hi because I really love you on the show. And she just looked at me like, why the fuck are you talking? She just gave me this look like, I don't know how. Like, she wasn't mean. She just kind of looked me up and down and was like, oh. I was like, okay, nice to see ya. And I just walked off, you know, because normally, I mean, they're at work at this thing. And so normally people are very nice, you know, like Adriana was really nice. But she was just kind of an asshole. And I remember thinking, well, Julia's not an asshole. She probably, and I'm sure she hasn't listened to Watch What Crappens, you know? So, and if she had, she would have liked it because we're always on her side. So I was like, that was a weird interaction. She seems kind of like an asshole, but surely she's not an asshole. But then after watching this season, I'm like, you're an asshole. You are an asshole. I should have known it back then.
Yeah. Sometimes when people show you who they are,
let them show you again 10 times, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to be doing it over dinner. So
when people show you who they are, just remember they're not stars like Alexia. So they arrive and Julia is like, she's so mad. And like, you know, and then also Julia is saying like, everything is about me. And what you shared today, Kiki, was very deep. The things that you shared. Also, you almost threw up from Oyster. And that was very funny. And Kiki's like, yeah, but we're different. So Julia is like, you know, she's just saying like, we respect each other's energy. She's just like in a tizzy. And Kiki's like, I cannot believe we are fighting on who unfollow who on Instagram. I'm like, I can't believe it either. And yet at the same time, this is Lisa and Larsa. So it's par for the course.
Yeah, this is right up their alley, huh?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we hear singing in Spanish. Spiritual flamenca.
Yes. So they are there. So this leader is there, and she tells them about the healing qualities of flamenco and how it's so like, this is like a deep emotional art that is like going to cleanse you and it's going to align with chakras and everything. And they are getting flowers put around their neck, and Gertie's like, I have a big head. And Marisol's like, me too. And so does Stephanie, which means that I think we're going to be seeing a commercial soon with Ronnie, Gertie, Stephanie, and Marisol selling Fords.
So Kiki's flashing her boobs at everyone. And Gertie's like, if I had a nickel for every time Kiki's flashing somebody and I put it on my head, I would have a gigantic headed nickel head. Big head.
So they're all dancing, and Stephanie's like, it's really nice to like hang out with Alexia and like not fight, because we're like dancing. Like, maybe that's what we should do. We should just like dance. That's what we always love. We love to dance at the show magic group. Oh my God, we have so much fun just dancing. And you know who loves to dance? Oh, Masood. He is like a child at heart. It is hilarious.
God, I wish I was dancing with Masood right now. It's so hard to move my feet. I just love Masood. I wish I could get some chest hair in my teeth right now, just randomly. God, I miss him.
Fun fact, flamenco was originated in Sevilla by the Gitanos, okay? And throughout history, gypsies were always ostracized, and part of their culture is the healing process was to express that pain and that emotion into their song. Thank you, Adriana, expert on all things.
Yeah, I love that. Adriana, resident expert on all things. So Sumaya is singing, and Adriana's like, yes, this group needs healing. We need it. We need it badly. So I'm glad we are here. And Sumaya's like, I want each of you to sing.
Bye.
Okay, do so, it like that with your heart. I'm like,
Lars is up first. She's like,
I like.
I feel like a deer, a female deer, still hasn't unfollowed Marcus Jordan.
And she's like, well, I suck, but like, so does everybody else. And then Adriana probably gets the closest, you know? She's like, and Lars is like, I'm sorry, Adriana, but like, even you sucked at it.
And then Marisol's like,
you just got good if I'd.
Aye, good, aye,
and Lisa's like, Lily. And they're like, oh my God, Lisa was actually amazing. I was like, Lisa was so good.
Lisa's secret skill, healing from flamenco.
Yeah. So now it's time to get ready for dinner, and Masood calls. This relationship is coming across as so phony and weird to me. They're so weird. Why are they like this? Do you 100%. Think that it's like they're still in the mode where they want to get revenge at the ex-wife, so that every scene they're just trying to torture this woman? It's like, oh, we upgraded me to the presidential suite, and everybody want to watch me unwrap all the Chanel boxes he had sent here.
Yeah, and it's like very demonstrative.
It's weird. I don't know. I'm giving them 5, but maybe the last 6. I'll give them 6.
Yeah. I'll give them 6 years. So they basically, he's like, oh, I need you to come back and do work because I miss you so much. I miss you so much. I miss you more. I miss you even more than you miss me. I wish I were home right now yelling at 80 construction workers. I miss you so much, Masood.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, I miss you. Got very lonely at nights. He goes, oh, my God, you're lonely? Well, we know what happened last time you felt lonely. You found me. Don't do it again. He's like, well, Pebbles is just with me. She's like, oh, my God, Pebbles. She must love to be sleeping with my husband while I'm gone. Kind of like I enjoyed sleeping with your ex-wife's husband while she was gone. God. Oh, God, I love you so much.
I love you. Maybe you can, revitalize her career. Because, I mean, she had, like, 2 or 3 good songs in the 80s. And we haven't heard from her since, Masood. Go help her out. So they all gather in the lobby.
Love her cereal, though. I'll hand her that. Love her cereal.
Girlfriend, there's other fish in the sea. Am I right, Masood? So they all gather downstairs, and they're wearing red because they realize they all have red, except for Stephanie, who's wearing like this little feather dress. She looks like a little like baby chicken. They're all like in this red, and she's just like,
she looks like a bordello, like a Swiffer ball. Sweeper, like a Swiffer sweeper you'd find, like a duster that you'd find in a bordello.
It's like a red pigeon that just got into a fight. So they are gonna go to dinner all in red, and Alexia's like, oh God, we look like prostitutes. Everyone's gonna think that we're prostitutes. Don't show Todd.
So they split into vans, and Stephanie announced it. They're talking about shaving, and Stephanie goes, oh, I had a full-blown mustache. Like, I used to have so much hair. Like, I looked at my parents, and I was like, why did you let me sport a mustache? I mean, my God, no wonder I didn't have friends. All right, well, what's your excuse now?
Yeah, and we see, like, before and after, because she said, my parents wouldn't let me shave until I was, like, 16, and then as soon as I started shaving, they're like, and now you need a nose job. I'm like, what? Like, what? That's crazy. And we see before and after. And she's like, I mean, I went from the ugliest child to this like beautiful swan. Look at me. I'm just like a gorgeous, gorgeous swan. Doesn't everyone agree? I am just the most beautiful minion of all.
She is so full of herself. So now they go to Cafe Ozama, and there's animal heads everywhere. And really?
Oh, Bueller was like, speaking I do not of approve.
Animal heads. Speaking of animal heads, you were going to
have Bueller's like, it was a terrible restaurant.
You stop it. It is not time for that. You can relax for another hour and a half.
Jeez, someone needs a cocky. Am I right? Jeez,
this dog. Oh, swear to God, deals me. Are you talking about an animal head? He starts protesting. Oh,
the Rottweiler? The Rottweiler? Oh, the Rottweiler's back talking. I don't like that. You didn't say playful, Ronnie. Bueller wasn't being playful.
So now they're gossiping. Julia's like, after spiritual flamenco, we're all going back to our rooms.
Oh, yes. In the elevator, there was a little bit of a verbal brawl over Jody.
Yeah, like something that like happened in like Milan-like.
And so we see Larsa is now gossiping that Jody has been attacking her over texts. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I was like really hurt when I left Milan and he said to me, you're the one that had the paparazzi take the photo of Marcus in the south of France. And I said, me? Like, what am I? The CIA? Which I don't even know what the CIA is. Like what? You think I'm like some pop star with a wig who doesn't show her face on the CIA? No, I'm not. I'm Larsa.
Then we see a picture of Marcus snorting the coke again. And Lisa said, well, the paparazzi guy did tell us that. That's what he told us, that you were the one that sold the picture of him doing coke.
It's like, okay, but like, you're like full of shit, like.
I believe it.
I don't know what to believe. So you're saying that like Larsa took the photo and sold it to the paparazzo?
No,
or told, well, or tipped off the paparazzo. It's hard because like there's part of me that thinks that Larsa would be petty and vengeful, but there's also part of me that doesn't feel like Larsa could coordinate an international paparazzi scheme. So I don't really know where I stand on this one.
Well, she said, you're the one that had the paparazzi take the photo of him. So, I mean, I guess she could have just said where he was or whatever and said like he's partying. But I guess how would she know that he was going to do coke on the boat? But then, of course, she would know that he's always doing coke on the boat. But would Larsa really think that's a big deal, a celebrity being caught doing coke? Like, who cares?
I think that, I mean, I think I can imagine Larsa saying, like, go find, like, go take pictures of Marcus. He's probably doing something stupid on a yacht somewhere. But, like, I also, like, don't always trust these paparazzi that, like, pop up and, like, are like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I did that. Like, the paparazzi are like not trustworthy, and yet they're always happy to trust them when it serves them for gossip. So Lisa says, well, so Larsa was mad and I was like, calm down. And I walked out the elevator and Larsa's like, and before I know it, 20 minutes later, my phone is blowing up with text messages from her boyfriend.
She's like, I don't want to sit next to her. I would not look at her. I would not like talk to her like...
And so she says, it's not like Jody's like calling me a bitch or anything. He's just sending me these really long text messages. And I've never been in this situation before. It's like the second time this season people have tried to make me read things. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Like, you're a man. Deal with my boyfriend. Deal with my brother or my dad. Like, not me personally.
I love Jody. Hello, Mr. Larsa. I'd love to have a discussion about Larsa.
I know.
Sending people to take pictures of my friend doing coke on a boat.
So Larsa, was Jody being mean to you?
No.
Did he call you a bitch?
No.
Was he being insulting?
No.
So what was the issue?
He just sent like really long text messages, and that's just like a lot.
So many words. It was like
so many words.
He didn't like attack me, I don't think, but like I was like attacked with letters. There was like so many letters.
But to be fair, like I thought Lisa and Larsa were good. What are the things that Lisa is saying that Larsa has done since we saw them make up? I think they've been in a good place, right? Am I missing something?
She just hasn't unfollowed Marcus. Yeah, but Larsa was never okay with Lisa, even after they made up, because she was like, okay, yeah, we're like friends again. I'm like so glad we're friends again. Thank God. And then she leaves and she's like, I still hate Lisa because like who could do that to their friend like? So she never
But Lisa said the reason why she didn't unfollow is because Larsa has done some stuff since that lunch. And that's why I'm like, but what was the stuff that made you like walk back your decision to unfollow Marcus?
No, I don't know. God, this fight's so stupid. I kind of love it, though. Well, guys, today has been fucking amazing. I mean, other than like two of us, like the two stupid people, everybody else is getting along. I mean, look, Alexi and the little helmet head had a good time. Me and Adriana even had a good time. I mean, wow, look at us, guys. It's beautiful. So thank you all. There.
Wow, it's so great. Then it's like, bling. And he's like, what? Oh, my God. Oh, no. I need to answer a notary within an hour. What is this? Oh, my God. And so there's some sort of affidavit that she needs about her marital settlement and parenting plan that she's supposed to get like signed right away, like ASAP. And now she's freaking out because I don't know what you do in this situation if you're international and you need to get a notary. So she needs to figure this out right now, and she's starting to melt down.
Did Henri? Oh, I love. I thought Adriana said, "Don't worry, hold on, I'm a notary," but she didn't. She said, "No, no, don't panic. Okay, my son is a notary. Okay, do you want to send it to my son?" And she's like, "No, don't you need to be in front of the notary?" And Kiki's like, "Lisa, are you okay?" She's like, "I'm dealing with some legal stuff. Oh my god, I gotta get something notarized because I have to file it. So like, I gotta get. I'm trying to get out of a trial because otherwise I have to leave a day early and I have to spend a lot of money on this trial. It's like I gotta get out of it. Gotta need a notary."
So, by the way, I'm looking at it.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just looking up. It says for international use, you may need to seek an authentication through a U.S. embassy or consulate, or use remote online notarization services that are recognized internationally.
Uh oh. Or do it before you leave town, like you were supposed to, Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I hope they find a notary in Spain that's like,
I saw it. I saw it.
Every stamp, every time they stamp, they're like,
it's always extremely dramatic, beautiful singing. So Lisa's having a fit, and Larsa's like,
oh yeah, like whatever, like another Lisa meltdown. Like, I feel like, can we just have like one fucking dinner, like one event that's not about Lisa, like?
Oh my God, it's about you being mad about a follow of your boyfriend. How is that better?
I don't want to have another meal that's all about Lisa, so let's make it about me. I just want to go home, like, I think I just want to go home, like, I think I'd just rather order room service and this and that and XYZ. Just go home, like, to the hotel, because it's just like it's coming a whole day late, like, she doesn't apologize to Julia for her behavior, because suddenly I care about that. And it's like, I couldn't even, like, ask her about Marcus thing, because she blows that up. She plays victim every day, but I'm the real victim here, like, so I'm going to go home, like, because I'm the victim, like, and I can't even tell you what Lars has done. She can't even do it. I'm going to remove myself from this toxic situation, like.
Yeah, so Lisa comes back, and Lars is like, yeah, well, like, I want to, like, get off the bread, like, because, like, I don't want to, like, be, like, part of it, like, you know what I'm, like, saying, like, I don't, like, want to be a part of it anymore. It's just, like, it makes, like, zero, like, sense, like.
It's like, what?
Well, I'm going to remove myself from your life, okay? Like, you don't, like, have to, like, think about, like, anyone else, like, I feel like I don't, like, have any more arguing, like, or, like, I feel like any type of, like, situation with you, like, I've had it, like, you come late, like, everyone at this table, like, literally, I feel like everyone, I feel like literally at this feel like table has said that you're not the greatest friend, okay? Like, literally.
Oh, you're speaking for everyone now? That's what you're doing, speaking for everyone?
I'm speaking for literally, okay? And everyone literally said, like, I feel like you don't call people back. Like, I feel like you guys all added her as, like, a red flag. Do you remember that, you guys? Like, there were so many red flags in your red flag hole.
All right, to speak to her. Okay, speak from your heart directly. Like, don't speak for other people, okay? Because we are not in the mood to fight with her. Well, we all have other scenes planned for that. Don't worry. Go ahead.
We've got a whole weekend to get through here. So, I'm just saying,
I'm like, I'm going to go. Like, this trip is done. Like, I'm going to go. I don't want to be part of it. Okay, you don't have to worry about anything else. I'll remove myself from your life. You don't have to worry about me.
Yeah, like, I'm done. Like, I feel like I'm done. Like,
okay, so you're going to ruin every day this week?
No, but she ruined, like, the whole, like, I feel like we can, like, X, Y, Z.
What did I do? Hold on. I'm going to cry now. Hold on. What did I do?
I'm going to remove myself from this toxic situation. I'm too good for this, like.
So she leaves, Stephanie goes with her, and Lisa's like, I was literally minding my own business. Like, I was trying to find a notary.
But I, like, don't, like, I don't want to be, like, part of this, like, toxic situation, like. She can have it. And he's like, I'm not equipped for this right now. I need a notary.
Larsa, why are you letting Lisa get through to you, get to you though? Like, you're here for us too.
No, but like, her boyfriend's texting me, like, I don't need her in my life. Like, she doesn't do this shit for me in my life. Like, look like.
So, oh my God. All right. How I'm here that? Now.
What?
Huh?
What? No, you go. What? You go. No, you go.
Larsa. All right. Hold on. Can we make this quick? I got my chocolate chip ice cream coming up. Okay. Larsa. Why are you leaving like this?
No, like, feel like, no, like, no, no,
hips.
like, no, no,
hips,
no,
like,
like.
Hips. Listen, you guys haven't spoken. It's not making any sense. She's going through some hard shit, Pips.
And Julia comes over and Stephanie's like, that doesn't take away from the fact that Jody should not be texting her. That's not what boys should do. Maricel's like, wait a minute. Jody texted you? Oh my God.
So you texted Jody right after the elevator and Jody's been texting her like crazy, remember? And Lisa's like, what? Well, I don't know. Like, Jody told me she just texted him and called him. Like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? I don't know.
Yeah, well, she had to block him because he wasn't stopping the texting. And Lars is like, yeah, but like, I blocked him like on my phone, like.
What happened? I need to see everything because these are good text messages. You should put them up on a wall somewhere.
So she shows the text to the girls and Gertie's like, those are texts. Those are officially texts. I saw them. They are words on a phone that came from somebody else's phone and it's green, which means it is probably him. It's the other person. It's not coming from this phone. I can tell you right now, this is what we call a text message.
Oh, good time.
So much silliness. This show is fucking ridiculous.
So funny. Oh my God. Well, love it. Everyone, thanks for being here. How funny.
Yeah.
What a good show.
Thanks, everybody. We sure love you guys. Go check out the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer trash over on Patreon. And we will talk to you next time. Also, tonight, Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, over on Amazon Live. We'll see you there, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Itchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.